Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, I did earlier in the show talk about all the NBA news, but now I want to talk about it with Howard Beck, senior NBA writer at Bleacher Report. And Howard, I want to go through these one by one. Let's start with most recent news, Carmelo Anthony. And I know you were around the Knicks a lot during Carmelo's tenure there, and he's had an interesting career where, you know, dubbed the winner off the bat, then comes to the Knicks with a lot of hype, and then, you know, a lot of people didn't love the way he handled various things. And I thought he had an opportunity in Oklahoma City to really fit in there, but it didn't work out, and I think a lot of that is on him. Do you think there is a good fit for Carmelo where he is at his point in his career right now?
You know, Robin, it's hard to see it, actually. Kevin Pelton, ESPN, did a really nice job of laying out, you know, the three potential banana boat options, basically. You know, link up with LeBron in L.A., link up with Chris Paul in Houston, link up with Dwayne Wade in Miami, his three buddies. And in each case, as Pelton analyzed it, you know, it was pretty clear. It was like a tough fit in every case. I don't know where he fits at this point because – and this is kind of the same problem with Dwight Howard. It's like these guys get to a certain stage of their career and their self-image hasn't adjusted to reality and to age and just to the laws of physics. And you know, Carmelo's not the guy he was. There were some, you know, issues with his game, I think, for a lot of people, even when he was at his peak. He's not at his peak anymore. And he, you know, his game is not going to age well because there's nothing else that he does. He's not, you know... He wants the ball a lot still, and he doesn't shoot at an efficiency or even in a style of play with today's game that makes any sense. He's not, you know, going to be, you know, he's never been a great defender. What else is he going to do for you? He's not a playmaker. So, you know, if he's willing to go somewhere and play a diminished role, then, you know, he's a decent, you know, spot-up shooter. And occasionally he's a guy maybe you throw the ball to in the post, even though that part of the NBA has kind of, you know, diminished. But he's not willing to play a smaller role. That's why he's getting a buyout or whatever it's going to be in the first place, because he wasn't happy even playing as a starter, but off of two other stars in Oklahoma. So I don't know how that's going to work any better in, say, Houston.
Yeah, I think he did a lot to reinforce some of the criticisms around him. All right, let's get to Kawhi Leonard, who... You know, maybe even a week ago you asked me, I would say, if you can get a good deal from your point of view, you make a trade for him in a second, given he can score in isolation, he can shoot the three, he can defend. But this last thing about his people hiding him from the Spurs, it's not like that by itself turns me off. But now I'm just starting, my spider sense is starting to tingle, given all the things that have gone on with Kawhi Leonard. Do you think trading for him is becoming a big red flag if he's beefing with San Antonio, if we don't know if he's healthy? If he was healthy, then he was sitting out on purpose. And if he has people around him that are causing drama?
Well, I don't think anything has changed. I think the question has been and remains, if you're a team that's interested in trading for him, because, you know, only a year ago he was a top five NBA player, a guy who was, you know, literally top five in that he was in the MVP discussion and finished, I think, third or whatever it was. You know, you want him for those reasons, but there are at least three major concerns. One is his actual health. No one's seen him on the court. I don't know that his people have been willing to share anything other than assurances, oh, he's fine. Well, that's not enough. If you're about to give up a whole, you know, cache of assets, players and picks, whatever it's going to be to get him, you need to know that physically he's all the way back. He only played nine games last year. If he is fine, why wasn't he playing last year? At what point did he get fine? So I think there's concern over his mental state, because this is a very strange series of episodes between him and the Spurs about, is he ready? Is he not ready? Can he play? Can he not play? You know, most of us around the league reporters, executives, whoever, you put kind of the benefit of the doubt with the Spurs because they've always done right by their players. So if the Spurs are saying he's okay to play and he's saying he's not, it makes you wonder. So any team that's trading for him has to know where he's at physically and mentally. And then finally, of course, is the contract situation because, you know, he can walk away as a free agent next summer. But if information about the physical side isn't being shared, and if folks who are advising him now who have no track record in the NBA, and so therefore teams don't know how to deal with them or how, you know, at what level they should trust them, that's an impediment.
Robin Lundberg talking to Howard Beck, senior NBA writer at Bleacher Report. Next up, Howard, of DeMarcus Cousins. You know, I've been saying for 2 years the Warriors are too stacked, and of course they're going to win the championship, but I thought the reaction to his signing was a little out of control considering the context, coming off an Achilles. He's not exactly a complimentary player. Obviously, this is a bit of a prove-it deal. What did you think? What was your reaction to Cousins to the Warriors?
I thought it was certainly the most stunning developments of the last week. You know, there may be more to come around the league, but so far the offseason, you know, LeBron to the Lakers is the headliner, but it's also one that a lot of us kind of expected. It's still weird, by the way. I mean, just seeing it actually happen is strange, but it's not a shocker. Cousins to the Warriors was a surprise, mostly just because we thought, you know, if nothing else, the Pelicans, you know, in a tight market, the Pelicans would have the ability to bring him back on a really team-friendly contract, one that built in some assurances in case he couldn't get all the way back to full health or whatever. So I thought he would just end up staying put. Or, you know, I thought before Dallas made the play for DeAndre Jordan, maybe Dallas was going to throw money at him. So that he ends up with the Warriors on a mid-level exception, and it's the lower of the mid-level exceptions, $5.3 million, is a stunner. Does it make a difference? No. Are people, is the freak out over this just dumb? Yes. People should just settle down on this. This is not destroying the NBA. Cousins is trying to come back from one of the toughest injuries there possibly is an Achilles, and he's going to be 28 next season. By all medical estimates, not his estimates, the medical estimates, he's not going to be back until at least January. And the Warriors don't need him anyway, so they're not going to rush him back. So we'll see him maybe in January, and it's going to be at least a couple months after that before he's probably up to speed. And then by that time, it's almost the playoffs. Will he make a big difference in the playoffs? Possibly. I mean, upgrade from Zaza Pachulia and Kevon Looney, I guess. But, you know, we may never see our all-star level DeMarcus Cousins again. That's the history of Achilles injuries. And the fact is, this is a guy who is 7 feet, so there's that much more strain on his Achilles and his legs in general. So it's going to be, I think, a steeper climb for him. On top of it, he's never been a guy who was known for his fitness. And in fact, to the contrary, he was known as a guy who was carrying too much weight. So, you know, there's no telling what he'll look like. So the idea that the Warriors are somehow like, this is the piece that put them over. No, folks, Kevin Durant's the piece that put them over the top and made them almost unbeatable. DeMarcus Cousins is, and he's also, by the way, a short-term experiment, because if he does get back to a place where he's very valuable, he's gone. They're not signing him again because they won't have any cap room, and they'll have no other means of paying him market value. So even if his market value is $10 million, the Warriors can't pay it. So this is a short-term thing. It's an experiment. It's something where he gets to rehab on their dime and potentially be part of a championship team while they get a flyer on a potentially a really, you know, valuable piece at a key position. But let's not get carried away.
We are in agreement there. And, you know, like, as much as it might be frustrating, the Warriors keep winning, for all the people say, oh, the NBA is ruined, as soon as LeBron's in a Lakers jersey, I'm sure they'll be watching and they could be following Howard Beck, senior writer for the NBA at Bleacher Report, at Howard Beck on Twitter. Howard, thanks for the time this morning, man.
You got it, Robin. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.